come flying over there, and he said, "Oh, them black fellas, you never heard such a racket. That crow just up and down, and scrolling around there." Finally, he left there to while nothing, done the same thing. And black fella disturbed them crow.
That reminds me, if an old hen had some chickens, what would you do to save it, to protect the little chickens? How did you keep the chickens?
We built pens or cooked. Now I built a row of houses out there, about a little better waist out about this high, I guess, and made doors and just partitions 4 feet for each door, see. And wife would put the hen, the eggs under the hen, and hatch a bunch of little chickens, and she'd put them in them pens, and I built a pen around it so they couldn't get out. And then she'd let them stay in there till they got so big enough they'd keep up with the hen, and then she'd turn them out in the yard and run them out in the street, the hen scratched. But finally she quit that, and then buying those little chickens and from the mail order house, you see, 1,500 at a time. Well, I built her house out there and made it tight and put a light bulb out there after we got electricity, and build her a big box to put them in, and she'd put them in there and put paper on them, put them lights down to keep them warm, you see, and in the cold part of the day or night, whatever she wanted to, and then she'd turn them out in the house, and then she'd turn them out in the yard, you see.
I see.
And the fox got where they was sharp enough to come in. We had that 6 foot garden wire fence around there. Well, the fox would climb up till he'd crawl through them big holes at the top, but he couldn't go out and take his chicken out with him. So he'd come in and kill them and go off and leave, you see. Kill several in there and leave. And then a few years ago, they got killing our hens. We had a bunch of hens left here, and they come in there in the daytime or at night anyway, they couldn't kill them out. So I caught one with a steel trap out there one time. I put me a bunch of feathers where he'd kill one right down the door where there's a hole in the door for him to go in, but just inside the door, and put me a steel trap there. And I tied me a wire to my steel trap and tied it to my wire, my fence, garden wire, and tied me a bell up there. Then when he got caught in that trap, he rang that bell, and I could hear it go out there and give him. I never would know it if he didn't ring that bell. I went out there and called him and killed him. He kicked over. It was an old man fox, a bed of little ones. You suckled about the little, and that reaches after them hens.
Other things go after your chickens? Would that polecat
go
after
your chicken? No, polecats never did bother. They have a mink that killed one once in a while, but possum was the main thing, and the fox. Fox got bad. You know, they kill chickens in the daytime around here. Grab an old hen out there away from the house piece and strip the feathers off her and take her, kill her and take her off in daytime. And come in at night and get them, kill them at night. Boston come in and get in the hen house at night, go out there and kill them.
Did you ever use anything to fool a hen, put something in the nest to fool a hen? Did they ever call it a nest egg or
something? Yeah, we used nest egg sometime, an old egg, or I think wife has bought those shell eggs, whatever there's in there, but not all of them, because when they start laying, they're going to lay anyhow, you see.
If
you get them, make a good nest, put an egg or two in there, they're going to start laying, then take it off, not let it get too old to use. Wife made good money here for a few years. Neighbor down the road, they had a lot of niggers on the place, run a big sawmill, and she could raise to take them 50 chickens, put them out of the house out there, and she wouldn't lose one of them maybe at all, and start them to grow. And the time they got 2 pounds, she'd get $1 a piece from them. The time they was ready to go, she'd have more coming in, and she just made good money. And while I was in there, and them men, they just grab them, as they didn't care whether they weighed 2 pounds or not. They'd give her $1 for them, you see. And she paid 15, maybe 15, 20 cents a piece for them, and kept until they got 2 pounds, which wasn't very long. She made some good money on that, as long as that electricity lasted out there and kept them beans warm. Them old chicken never did know there was any cold weather coming.
I see. You mentioned the fox and the mink. Did you ever know of an owl?
Oh, yeah.
Or after a chicken?
There's hawks that come here in daytime and get them sometime, but the owls never did bother as much. You hear the old owls hollering back over in the woods, but they never did bother.